a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Were you a Bananas in Pyjamas kid?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, it's just, remember the actual show? I don't remember what it was called, but they would have the cheese guy?
The rat.
The rat. Who's yeah. like Mr. Cheese or something. And then there was their friend with the pink overalls. I don't know. My brain's probably...
They've got the bears.
Yeah, the bears. The three bears. That's it. Yeah. Anyway, what a great show. But Bananas in Pyjamas have been, I mean, involved in Aussie childhood since whenever.
Yeah.
Like forever, right? And there's this crazy
Since
story.
92. There you go. Since
oh, 90s. Surely it's earlier than that.
First aired on the 20th of July, 92
really?
On ABC.
That surprises me. I thought it was around earlier.
Yeah.
There you go. We must have lost our tiny minds when we saw Bananas dressed up in pyjamas.
Yeah. So B1, B2, Amy, Lulu and Morgan are the
there
bears.
You go, yes.
And then Rat in the Hat is the rat.
His name was Rat in the Hat.
Yeah,
Rat
in
the
Hat.
I thought his name was, oh, he loves cheese. I mean, that's iconic stuff from a rat anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway. There is one of the guys who was in B1, the actor Kenneth Radley, was on a podcast recently and he has told this crazy story about the Bananas in Pyjamas and the Russian Mafia. And I'm like, what the hell? And I saw this headline. I'm like, this is clearly clickbait. No. So he was on the Final Encore podcast and he was saying that ABC did a promotional trip to Russia. And this was back in the day and Graham Grasby took the suits to Russia and he's like the marketing guy,
okay,
right?
Sure.
So it was just him and the suits and then the suits went missing.
What?
In the road cases. Like they had them in two cases and apparently the costumes went missing, right?
Okay.
And after the Bananas went missing, Graham got a ransom letter allegedly from the mafia, with clear instructions on how to get back the Bananas in Pyjamas.
You put the money in the bag or the banana gets peeled.
Yeah. What kind of accent was that?
That was my Russian accent.
Was it? I'm not even going to try. Apparently it said, we want $100,000 for you to get the suits back. Now, bear in mind, the Russians were on it, right? Because they would have known, oh my God, these Bananas in Pyjamas, they're worth $100,000 as well, right? So Graham's like, what the hell is going on? Oh my God. Calls back to Australia and they're like, apparently the ABC refused to drop $100,000 on the rescue of the Bananas.
Of course.
Right? So he got in touch with ABC Sydney and was like, what do I do? This happened and what the hell do I do? And the head of the ABC said, we're not going to give him $100,000. How much do they cost to replace?
Yeah.
And Graham goes, they're about $20,000 to make.
Yeah.
$20,000 for a costume.
Back
wow.
Then,
like
too.
Back then too, you're 100% right. And they need that duo times two, right?
Yeah.
With B1 and B2, I mean, you've got to have a little change on the costume there. Yeah. So apparently they said to Graham, you go and offer the Russian mafia $20,000. We'll wire it to you.
Yeah.
And if they don't want that, say, well,
we're
too bad. We're going,
fresh
right?
Ones. Yeah, yeah.
And so B1, once again, is telling this story, the actor behind the B1. And he goes, they wired Graham $20,000.
Yeah.
He's walking with the briefcase to meet the Russian mafia.
Yeah.
And then he stops and he's like, what the hell am I doing? And he turns around and goes to the airport and jumps on the plane with $20,000 back to Australia.
Wow.
He's just like, what? This is ridiculous. Like, what am I doing? I'm going to risk my life for B1 and B2.
Like meet Russian mobsters.
What?
Yeah, for
Isn't
costume.
That absolutely crazy. And apparently they never got him back.
Yeah.
So they're in Russia somewhere.
All the $20,000. Where did he go? That like that's my tax.
Oh well,
I also
lost that in the cat. That Russian mafia.
Oh,
they just
gosh, sneaky.
They stole a little from me.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Out of office emails. You know, we see them, especially this time of year.
Yeah.
And there's been one that's kind of gone a little bit viral, so I thought let's discuss it.
Okay.
There's a certain type of work out of a office work email that you normally see. It's like, hey, I'm on holidays and I will be back at this time and here's a person you can contact if you need, and that's generally about all there is to it.
Mine opens with, g'day. G'day.
Yeah.
I'm out of the office for X amount of time.
Yeah.
Be back soon. In the meantime, here's all the people that you can talk to for all the things that you might come to me for. There's like six people that
yeah.
it can do my job in the interim. And at the end, it's, okay, and if none of that tickles your fancy, sit tight and we'll chat when I get back. Cheers, Tom.
Whatever. Nice. Very whimsical.
See?
Yeah.
It's a little bit of conversational and friendly and warm.
It is warm. But I didn't tell you this before, but I actually have a bit of audio. So if you wouldn't mind getting that
up for me.
Because there is a chick on TikTok. Her name is Theo Moyes, and she has got 2.2 million views and millions of people weighing in on this because she lives in America and she works in the corporate environment, and she's gotten called into the office a couple of times for out of office work email.
Yeah.
So have a listen to this.
It's literally just a fun little quirky story. And you're saying that it's unprofessional? Like, how is it unprofessional? And I just feel like my personality is being smothered by corporate America right now. So I'm just like crashing out. Like, am I wrong?
So she wrote a story originally, her out of office email, saying it was a story about squirrels and sharks and how, you know, some fun story about why she couldn't be there because she's hanging out with squirrels and sharks and doing all these crazy things. So she got pulled into the boss's office and they're like, you can't do that. Just write a standard one. She's like, oh, okay. So she wrote historical content. She was like, I'm out of the office, but did you know in 1874, blah, 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 to like educate people like, hey, you've got my out of office email, but here's a little bit of education
fun fact.
For
yeah,
you,
yeah.
Right? They didn't like that either.
Good.
So they called her back in the office and they're like, what are you not getting?
Yeah.
You know, that's just an out-of-office email. She's like, oh, okay, I know what I'll do. So then she wrote wellness tips. Like,
she's painful. No, she's painful. This is not the platform for it.
Really? But yours is okay?
Because I'm not going off on a tangent. I'm saying, hey, if none of that tickles your fancy, give me a call later. Like when I get back, I'll be back on this
date.
You always
write something in yours though. You're always like, hey, I'm off enjoying a succulent craft beer.
No, I don't.
Yes.
Do I?
Yes, you do.
No, and I don't think so. Do you remember we had a colleague once that
said, I'm offered a well-deserved break?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's right. And we read that and we were like, I don't know if you say that about yourself. I think that's something, you know, we would say about you.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's off on a well-deserved break.
But you don't tell people.
Yeah, you tell people, I deserved this.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I've worked out, in fact, we, Dodsy and I, have worked out that one of the best things you can do at this time of the year is be really clear with certain parameters.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to get to what that is in just a second. On Saturday, we had a little bit of a birthday get-together for Maxie.
Aww, happy upcoming birthday, Maxie.
Yeah. Thank you. And thought, it doesn't matter if it's raining, I can jump in the pool. You know, kids love, it was still kind of warmish, so jump in the pool, have a swim. Pizzas.
Lightning, thunder, doesn't matter. Just get in there.
That's
true. Is that a concern for parents? Side note, sorry.
Now that you've said it, yeah, probably
lightning
should have
in
been.
Pool? Probably. Nah, you'd be fine.
I mean, water doesn't conduct electricity real well. So
nah, you're good. Sorry.
So that was a joke, everyone, just in case. No, so we got everyone round, grandparents, cousins, aunties, uncles, that sort of thing, one or two mates. Just nothing too big, just pull it together. Pizzas, chips, play in the backyard, swim, as I said, everything like that. Really nice time. But do you know what? A number, including an auntie and a set of grandparents, came up to me and said they appreciated most of all at this busy time of the year, and I've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
I would say I was one of the first to be really, really clear about this.
Mm. All right, hero.
Thank you for your support, Tom, is put an end time on everything.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, so in December,
yep.
End time.
End time. It's not just for you because I wanted everybody to get the hell out of my house. It's for them. They loved it. They're like, oh, we knew we had to be out at this time and we appreciated it so much.
How many hours did you say? Because I love a good 2 hour. Anything I do, 2 hours is pretty much all I can handle.
Gave it 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah. Five till seven.
This is amazing.
This is standard for kids' parties, though.
I know, but this wasn't a like an actual kids' party, like with
It
was a bit of a family get together, and that sort of thing can usually go on.
Yeah,
and
true.
On like that.
Yeah.
I was really clear in my text messages. In fact, my sister, who constantly just gets into me, said that it's almost as though I had put in bold the time 5 till 7 on a text message, which I didn't and don't know how to do. But she said the 5 till 7 stood out so clearly in the text.
Yeah.
It was clear. Yeah. They were to be at the door by 7:01 at the latest.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't, as I said, it wasn't just for me. Two people came up to me and said, oh, we're so glad you put an end time because we just knew when to leave. I think it's what people want.
Okay. If you started a new thing, if people are starting to have plans, I would love for you to call up over the next couple of weeks and be like, we put an end time thanks to Cameron Lee.
Yes, because it worked. And then it gives them a clear, done, I'm out. And maybe if they've got a second thing on or whatever it might be, busy, busy, busy time, they can fit it all in. You're welcome, everyone.
Where's the line, though? Because, I mean, my instinct would be to go, all right, so 12 to 12:15, get out.
It is, that is a short line.
Say hello, drop the present off, and
yeah,
jog on.
Get out.
is that
have night? One lolly snake on your way.
Hey, take the whole bag. I'll just don't let it hit you on the way out.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. This is what's trending.
So things have started to get a little bit messy because Hugh Jackman and Deborah Lee Furness, remember when those two?
Sorry, I should have checked the tone.
No, that's,
of
yeah,
the
that's
story.
Quite an uplifting one, Tommy. Yeah.
When they broke up, and everyone was shocked, ooh, right? Because they've been together, what?
I just feel like it's probably not the I go to Rio vibe then if you're talking about them breaking up.
Oh, well, see, I thought it was I'm going to Rio vibe.
Okay, we'll mainly. Go on,
but anyway,
we'll find out.
But so he has been doing Broadway with Sutton Foster, who's a fellow Broadway actress, right? Mm. And there's been a bit of drama because apparently these two have been kind of flirty, really good mates or whatever for years, and now it's kind of coming out that Deborah Lee Furness may believe that these two hooked up.
Oh, during. Ooh.
During.
Okay.
And that's why, because someone alluded to that on TikTok and she liked it and then one of her friends liked it and it's kind of like a thing going on, right? So apparently now what's come out is that Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, who are obviously very close with Hugh Jackman, there are rumours that they knew what he was doing and they covered for him.
Oh, no.
A tangled web.
A tangled web. And you know what? God damn it. Like, Hugh Jackman, I thought,
know,
was one of the good ones.
Yes, I love
Hugh. I thought he was one of the good ones. And it's like, oh.
Well, we don't know for sure, Log.
Yeah, we don't know for sure, but it seems as if they were having a bit of a behind Deborah's back. Oh, when my baby,
when my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio. Again, Tommy, wrong tone.
Is it, though? Seems pretty appropriate to me.
You're gonna hear a bit about this. Apparently, yeah, like they're together now, Hugh and Sutton. Like they're like together, but it's kind of like, oh, did you run off with the mistress?
Was there overlap?
One of the age-old questions. Oh, a tale as old as time.
Yeah.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Cynthia Erivo is the star in the new Wicked movie alongside Ariana Grande, and she has said it's cool if people want to sing along in the cinema.
Yeah.
To the famous songs.
Oh, yeah.
To the soundtrack that everybody
gonna,
knows.
Hey, you're not going
to
sing along to this. It's me. So if you can't find me,
out to the western sky. Has someone told me lately?
God. Oh,
Tom and
God.
I are just feeling this, and Lingy's like, what music? Anyway, no, but you agree with me, Lingy, that you cannot sing in the cinema because we're trying to enjoy it. We are trying to be in.
I'm sorry, I can't resist. The song's going.
Yeah, that's fine. We can listen. Not nothing, sing along with.
There's nothing you can do. You can't stop the song and you can't stop it. It's alive inside
no,
of you.
See how
it has
we're
to get out.
We're miming it. Mime it in the cinema. Yeah. Don't sing it. You ruin it for everyone. Let's do a phone poll and ask the people.
Please help. Call me now. The K-Rock phone poll.
Can you sing in the cinema? 52232955. Anne-Marie is in Nor Lane and joins us now. Good morning, Anne-Marie. Are you a Wicked fan?
Not really a Wicked fan, but many other musicals.
Okay.
Okay. If you're in the cinemas, are you allowed to sing along with the songs then, Anne-Marie?
Absolutely.
Yes. Oh.
I think if you're going to go to a cinema and you're going to watch a musical like Moana, Lion King, you have to be prepared that people like myself
Yeah. Do you give a performance as well? And also, did you go see Mamma Mia and then do a full dance routine at the front of the cinema?
Oh, God, no. I went and seen Mamma Mia, and my daughter, my mum, and most other people in the cinema went and were singing. Yeah. We went recently and seen The Lion King, the original version, yeah, at Village Cinema Habit. I was singing, there were other parents singing, kids. It's okay.
Anne-Marie, are we talking with your singing top of your voice, like really belting it out?
For Hakuna Matata, yes.
What a wonderful phrase.
Absolutely. But for everything else, just at a level that I myself can hear and the people sitting next to me, but I wouldn't be, you know...
Just the lucky few who've bought tickets around you.
But, you know, like, it's joy. And if everyone else is singing as well, then it's that whole, like, a choral voice, you know. Like,
no, I think that they need to say, this is a singing version of the movies. You can go to this one. But for everyone else, shut up.
No. Clearly, Anne-Marie and I are the only two that like joy here.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.